This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are joined right now, and I believe he's setting a major league record at the moment. The most times ever being interviewed by the same morning show before actually managing a game.
That's right.
Greg Stamm.
That's right. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you guys.
Congratulations. Thank you. We've all done it together. All the hard work has paid off, but it is always good to see you.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be here in spring training. Always good to sit down and talk baseball.
When you were a player, now it's different now. You're the skipper. You're the boss. But when you were a player, spring training for you, year one probably looked a little different than year seven, year eight. Now that you're a skipper, is it like doing it all over again in year one again? Like that different feeling?
Yeah, it's like doing everything different for the first time. But it's exciting too, and trying to learn something every day. I've learned a lot over the last three games, especially, and even the off season. So, constantly learning, constantly trying to figure things out, manage relationships, you know, manage the game, all that in one.
Any the juice, right? The first spring training game, you're making out the lineup, and it's some good players in that lineup opening day. What'd that feel like, making out that first lineup? Because I know that game doesn't count, and nobody really cares about the results, but how'd that feel for you?
It was a lot of fun, and like you said, we do have a lot of good players. That makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
You know, trying to figure out where they're going to hit, where they want to be in the lineup, what sets them up for the most success. So I feel good about who we're putting in the lineup right now.
For sure.
What are some of the small things you're kind of figuring out, like where you're going to stand or sit?
How are you going to cross your arms? Are you going to hands on
you
hips?
Think about these things
how much bubble gum you're going to chew in the game, how much water you want to drink pre-game so you don't have to go to the bathroom during the game, you know, like stuff like that.
I get it.
All those little things.
I get it, man.
Did you feel comfortable, I mean, the first couple times in there, though?
We're still trying to figure out the rhythm, you know, like... It's all good. You know, Manny came up to me the first game. He goes, "You're way more nervous than I am." And I was like, "What do you mean? You actually have to play. I'm just sitting here watching you.
I'm watching baseball."
And he goes, "You're not even talking. You're so nervous."
Oh, no. Called out. Well, we've asked the players. We're like, "Hey, you know, give us some dirt on the new Skip." And they're like, "It's great. Everything's great. Everything's positive. We're feeling good right now." And that's always the beauty of spring training. I mean, you know, I think you'd be crazy not to have let yourself think about, all right, what's it got to be like? And you can speak to, because you were a player, the best managers, you wouldn't know if they won five in a row or lost five in a row. Is that fairly accurate to say?
Yeah.
And for you, have you thought about, hey, you know inevitably things are going to get difficult. Guys are going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. You're going to lose a few games in a row. It does happen to everybody. Have you thought about how you'll handle that yet, or is it, I'll just wait and see?
Yeah, we've completely thought about that.
Sure.
A lot, because we just know the rhythm of the season.
Right.
And it just doesn't go, you know, straight up the mountain. There's some setbacks and things like that. So we've talked about how adversity is going to be our teacher, you know, we're going to learn from it. We're going to grow from it. It's not a setback, but it's a setup for more success. As long as we get on the front end of that, get the players bought in and on thinking that same way, you know, hopefully that sets us up for handling those tough times a little bit better.
Sure.
The competition for the starting rotation, the back end job, seems to be pretty interesting so far. So Matt Waldron pitching yesterday, he mentioned, you know, out of options. That's something that you and AJ, Josh Stein, have to think about as the spring goes on. But how is it kind of, you know, very early, obviously, going, but just some of your observations of some of those pitchers who are vying for that spot or those spots?
Yeah, they've all come in ready to go. They're making the decision-making is going to be very difficult based on how they've worked in the offseason, the effort they put in here so far in spring training, and what they've shown to us out on the mound. So that's our goal as decision-makers, to set up a healthy competition and then, you know, see how it turns out best, and hopefully the decision's hard for all of us to make.
What's the most annoying question that you keep getting asked every day? Because that one is going to get worse. You know, the media, you know, they have a job to do. You have a job to do. But so far, are there any questions you're tired of getting asked? Like lineup construction, because it's going to wear you out. I mean, I get worn out talking about it, so I can't even imagine how you feel as the guy that makes the lineup.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, probably the number one that I've been asked a ton, just because it's new, is the ABS system.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen it in games a couple times. There's just – the umpires are actually really good.
Yeah, they are.
And there's not that many calls that we can challenge, and sometimes we challenge ones that we shouldn't.
Sure.
So it being a super strategic part of the game, you know, I don't think it's going to be super strategic. It might happen in certain situations, but it's just something fun that baseball started up. But I'm tired of talking about what my strategy is for that.
I'm so glad.
The strategy is to get it right.
I'm so glad we didn't ask that as the lead. No, but, you know, when it does, you mentioned when you're talking about making out that first lineup, good players, getting them in a spot where they want to be and also getting them in a spot that's best. And, you know, we were speculating about you, your managerial style. We haven't really seen it yet other than spring training, but, like, the ability to be flexible and want to be flexible, and the communication with the players, you know, of you may hit three, you may hit five, you may hit one, you may hit four, whatever. How do you reconcile that? Is it just going to be based on, hey, man, this lineup's working, we're going to keep rolling with it, or we need to make a change and you need to be willing to do that?
Yeah, I think it's just being adjustable, kind of like what you said, is, you know, finding the rhythm of the season and having, like, kind of your game plan going ahead and then seeing how that works and then being able to adjust off of it and not it being seen as a panic move, but just trying to put the players in the best situation to succeed.
Because there are guys that are like, look, man, because we've talked to them over the years. I mean, we've talked to, you know, Juan Soto, we've talked to Luis Arraez, we've talked to Xander Bogaerts, and it's sometimes it's, I like hitting there, I don't feel like I get my numbers there.
Yeah.
Or I get my numbers there, but I really don't like hitting there. So that's kind of a lot to deal with. You want to keep guys happy, but also let them know, this is what we need from you.
Yeah, in the end, we got to win games,
win
right?
Games, you know, right.
And if we worry about team glory, is kind of what I look at. If we look about the team having success, individual success follows that. You know, you look at the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. They had team success last year, and all their players were up for all the accolades at the end of the season. And so, just trying to reiterate that type of culture, that type of thinking, and not get so focused on the exact day, but the big picture hopefully helps.
I love that.
I'm told that your associate manager is about to take over that chair as soon as you leave. Now that you've been at spring training, what has been kind of the role for Ruben Niebla with the new title and how that's worked so far as both pitching coach and associate manager of the Padres?
Yeah, I think pitching coach, that's all stayed the same. The associate manager has probably just opened up a few things that are not actually on the field, but more off the field of just, you know, kind of gathering the coaches together and helping coach the coaches. He's the one that's got the most experience on our staff and has a lot of knowledge on that and is able to help some of our young guys that are, especially me too, you know, kind of, you know, fit in where we're supposed to and figure things out. And then in game a little bit, it's just been more communication with us, talking pitching changes and things like that. So we're working on that. Our communication is getting better. Three games in,
yeah.
You know, hopefully it'll keep getting better.
All right, Craig, we appreciate it. I don't know if we can squeeze in another interview before opening day. Add to our record.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We may try at some point. We'll be here for the next couple of days. So anytime you want to stop by and make that an unbeatable record, we're happy to have you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.